Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nemaha Central Locker Room Chats here with Boys Head Coach John Thomas. And congratulations, Coach. I don't have any confetti with me, but congratulations on 30 years of being head coach here at the Nemaha Central, the Thunder. And in that time, you have some great accolades. In 2020, you went to state, and back when you were considered Nemaha Valley, you had a second-place finish in 3A in 2008 and 2013. So first off, congratulations, Coach. But hitting a couple notes here about the offseason and then also going on a little bit about the Jamboree yesterday, you played Clay Center as well as Jackson Heights. I mean, just give me a couple of thoughts here from that offseason, from that Jamboree, and how your team chemistry built over the offseason.
We had a good summer. We spent a lot of miles on the road traveling to different little team camps, whether it be in Kansas or Nebraska. We kind of like going up in Nebraska and seeing different people. We played 30-plus games during the course of the summer, as well as playing over at the Sabetha Summer League. So, we felt like we got some good experience in for some of our younger guys that are going to be playing varsity this year. And, it was just a good experience for us. As far as the Jamboree was concerned, it was a little difficult again this year for us because we've only had one day of practice due to football going to the state title game. But, I think we faced some quality pressure defensively that can only be a good thing for us going down the road to have seen that. We've got enough experience back that we pretty well knew our offense. So we were able to get some good out of the evening. And I think it was a little tougher for our sophomores probably more than anybody because of the lack of practice time.
Yeah, well, let's go straight into this matchup here on Friday against Centralia. Now, interesting thing is both Centralia and Nemaha Central just got runner-up finishes in football. Congratulations to the football team on a great, excellent run throughout the season. But, of course, you are playing great, solid athletes on the other side of the ball. I know the classification is a little different. Kind of briefly, bring it to me here on how this is going to kind of work out with your matchup against their guys.
Well, we've been through this before. We're both were in the state title games in football and had just a week of practice or fewer days in a week, actually. But, the last time this happened, it was kind of a rough physical ball game, with both teams still kind of in football mode. But, we always expect a quality opponent when we face Centralia. They're always good. They're well coached. They do a lot of nice things. They have a lot of experience usually, so they know what they're doing, even though it's on limited practice time. So, we have a lot of respect for them and know we're going to get a great challenge.
Well, Coach, I wish you the best of luck in week number one here on this Friday against the Centralia Panthers. Again, that game will be on KMZA 92.1, play-by-play here by Crinton Prophet on that coverage. Be sure to tune in. Thank you, Head Coach John Thomas.
Thank you a lot.
Nemaha Central Boys Locker Room Chat here brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.